It's Monday, May 17th, 2021. This is KUNR Today. All signs are pointing to an extreme fire season across the region this year. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The Mountain West is facing a number of water shortages. That's according to Boise State University professor Moji Sade.
We are down on river flows. We are down on dam storage. We are down on soil moisture. It's hotter. Everything is converging.
Unfortunately, he says the hotter it is, the drier it gets, and things can deteriorate quickly. In the last few weeks, our region has been drying up rapidly. Now, a whopping 84% of the West is in a drought. Sade says the best-case scenario is if people are extraordinarily cautious this year, especially around campfires and fireworks. He says more than 80% of wildfire ignitions are caused by humans.
So we should all be very careful so that we do not turn a bad situation into a disaster.
The U.S. Secretaries of Agriculture and the Interior have already called for preparations for the upcoming season. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Nevada is experiencing some of the worst drought conditions the state has seen in two decades. That should make for an early start to the wildfire season, according to the state forest manager. Despite the dry conditions, a lack of winter weather also kept fuel growth in check. Gina McGuire-Palma is a meteorologist for the Great Basin Coordination Center.
We still are expecting low elevation fires. We get them every year. And some of these fires certainly could be large fires. But this is just does not line up with the type of year where we see above normal acreage in our low elevations.
Federal officials are also looking to cut down on potential wildfires by vastly expanding tree thinning efforts and controlled burns. They also hope to minimize the number of so-called megafires by aggressively responding to smaller blazes. Democratic Party-aligned groups and activists rebuked leaders from their own party Friday after proposals they championed did not make it past a key legislative deadline. Proposals to limit police use of force, crack down on housing discrimination, and ban law enforcement agencies from using ticket and arrest quotas passed through the Nevada legislature on Friday. Efforts to limit when the death penalty can be sought and when landlords can take tenants' security deposits and charge late fees stalled amid heated opposition. Democratic lawmakers noted that significant reforms remained under consideration, while progressive activists said they were disheartened that key proposals were no longer under consideration. The Nevada Department of Motor Vehicles will stop collecting a $1 technology fee. That's after the state Supreme Court determined the money was collected unconstitutionally. In a press release, the department announced it will stop collecting the fee as soon as possible. The court ruled the fee unconstitutional after lawmakers erroneously tried to extend fee collections past their initial termination date. Department officials say they have not established a timeline to refund the fees to taxpayers. Many unvaccinated Hispanic Americans are eager to get the COVID-19 shot. That's according to a new survey. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports, that community faces barriers.
About one-third of unvaccinated Hispanic respondents want to get vaccinated as soon as possible, compared to about 16% of non-Hispanic white and black respondents. The survey comes from the Kaiser Family Foundation, and those results point to an opportunity for our region's public health officials. Gabriel Sanchez heads up the Center for Social Policy at the University of New Mexico. He says one thing that can be a barrier is being asked to provide an ID or social security number to get vaccinated.
Unfortunately, given the anti-immigrant policy climate that Latinos have been living in over the last decade, there's a lot of fears about that. Will I lose access to public benefits? Can I face deportation or anybody in my family?
The survey found that half of Hispanic respondents didn't know the shot is available and free to all adults, even those who are undocumented or lack health insurance. Sanchez said health departments and doctors should be filling that information gap, including with information and resources in Spanish. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.
In Nevada, 23% of Hispanic residents have received at least one dose compared to 46% of non-Hispanic whites. That's a much smaller gap than the national average. The cancellation of Burning Man for the second year is drawing mixed reactions in northern Nevada. Some businesses and tourism officials say they'll miss the economic boost from festival goers, but health officials are glad they won't contribute to increasing the risk of spreading COVID-19. The Counterculture Festival in the desert north of Reno typically attracts nearly 80,000 people who spend an estimated $63 million in Nevada. Officials at Reno Tahoe International Airport are among those who were hoping the event would return after last year's cancellation due to the pandemic. Health officials' concerns were based partly on the fact that the event attracts people from all over the world. Those are your morning news headlines for Monday, May 17th. This is KUNR.